10,485 suspensions were issued last year in Pittsburgh public schools. A disproportionate number were to students of color. There have been numerous attempts over the years to reduce that number and lessen the disparity within the district. As part of our Life of Learning series, 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider reports the latest involves a lot of talking.
Schools started using slogans like zero tolerance in the early 90s as a way to motivate kids to behave. They put police officers in schools along with metal detectors. They issued harsh punishments to prevent bigger offenses. It became a way of doing things. But opponents say rather than getting students to behave, it's pushing them out of school. Now, administrators shy away from the term.
You know, depending on the principal's recommendation or the recommendation of the hearing officer, it doesn't automatically result in an expulsion.
That's Pittsburgh Public Schools Assistant Superintendent Dara Ware Allen. She says the district has been shifting the student code of conduct toward more progressive discipline for several years. From 2011 to 2014, she says there was a 40% decrease in student suspension. But the disparity of who is punished persists. 53% of Pittsburgh's 26,000 students are African American. But last year, 83% of suspensions were issued to those students. She says there will be suspensions, but the district wants to avoid getting to that point.
And so we knew we needed a very novel approach to build on what has been working, you know, to continue to bring the suspension numbers down, but really be able to build community and relationships that was going to lead to more lasting change and really get at that disparity number.
The Obama administration has called for something known as restorative practice. It comes from the criminal justice system, where offenders and victims sit down for mediation in order to repair the harm and restore the offender to the community. The school district is using a $3 million federal grant to implement a similar model from the Pennsylvania-based International Institute of Restorative Practice in half of the district's schools. Institute Director Keith Hickman says the program addresses misconduct before it starts.
Building trust, building community, and lessening vulnerability.
The practice uses the circle process. It's exactly what you think it is. Students and teachers sit in a circle with a talking stick. Marla Smith, a second grade teacher at Langley K-8, starts the day with a circle. Her students sit on a rug in the front of the classroom and talk about bullying.
Bullying means if you be mean to someone, say mean words to them, that's called bullying.
Bullying can hurt your feelings.
Bullying is when you be mean and is when you're hitting people and they won't want to be a friend.
They pass around a talking piece, and when a student starts to speak out of turn, Smith holds a finger to her mouth and they stop. But a few weeks ago, she says her students were all acting out at the same time, and it kind of snowballed. So they circled up.
You know, I said, you know, this is a problem that's in our classroom. We are a family. We have to live here together. So how can we fix this problem?
She said that use of the circle didn't solve the problem immediately. Her kids still band together and yell and run around like second graders. But now she has another tool to use. Don Schmidt, a history teacher at Brashear High School, also starts his class with a circle. On a Tuesday morning, they are also talking about bullying. Schmidt asked the students what bullying means to them. Eventually, a few kids say they were bullied in middle school, and now they occasionally pick on the freshmen, but that escalates.
What sometimes happens when we keep our feelings inside?
It comes out in anger.
Have you ever experienced that, Anthony? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Have you ever had it where you've just had enough?
Yeah.
There's a spectrum of restorative practice. The informal side is the way teachers talk to students, says Keith Hickman with the Restorative Institute.
Example two with students might be, I feel really proud when you contribute to our discussion because it helps us bring new ideas to the table. In a responsive way, it might sound like this. I feel upset when you disrupt the class because it distracts us as a classroom from continuing our learning.
The middle of the spectrum is when circles are used in the classroom. Second grade teacher Marla Smith says they give her time to get to know her students.
It gives us an opportunity to have relationships and talk to them and find out what's going on. Because a lot of times, you know, it may be as simple as someone didn't eat breakfast that morning and they're coming in all enraged and on fire and all you have to do is, they didn't eat. I didn't eat today. I can give them a granola bar. Problem solved for the rest of the day. You know what I mean? Problem averted.
The formal side of the spectrum is used when a student has done something that needs to be addressed.
There's just some concerns about behavior and academics, and we don't want you to fall off.
That's Alexa Tokarski. She's a learning environment specialist at Brashear High School. She's talking to Jamar, a sophomore who was having issues in his French class. He disagreed a lot with his teacher, and he was vocal about it, to the point that the two decided he should probably drop the class. So Tokarski assembled the more formal type of circle, a conference with Jamar, his French teacher, and a school police officer, John Wade, who knows Jamar well.
He can do 10,000 good things, but when he does that one bad thing, it breaks my heart because I struggle so hard to get him on them good things.
Yeah.
And you're not just, you don't disappoint me, Jamar, you hurt me.
The three adults tell Jamar how his behavior has affected the school and how it could affect him. Together, the four decide he would take a different elective.
And then you have to agree with your advocates right here and right now that you will work on your rationality and making those decisions, being accountable for your actions, okay?
Okay.
Administrators say this change of thinking is going to take time to figure out. But while that's happening, some of the students in these circles are dealing with other issues. In Schmidt's classroom, a student's parents were getting divorced. One student had just gotten back from juvenile detention, and another had been suspended multiple times. In that same bullying discussion, a student emphasizes fighting looks very different outside of school.
We can see each other outside of school, or we can inside of school. Outside of school.
Outside. What's the difference?
Because I already went through all that and everything. Teachers got concussions and everything, bro. Don't do it inside school. Anything that's felonies right there.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, he hit the teacher, bro.
And plus, teachers is jumping in it, too.
Everything. So
you got female teachers and everything.
Yeah, right. Like, you got to be cautious, bro.
So you can't fight in school no more. There ain't none of that. There's outside of school.
What are the consequences outside of school?
You're going to die. It's either you get arrested or get shot.
The district will try the restorative approach for 2 years, followed by a year-long study of its effectiveness. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.